Well, hello there. My name is Laura, and this is a New Hope cast. I wanted to share some encouragement with you today after the events of the last week or so. It has been extremely, extremely hard to not be in a place of grieving. It's hard to get out of that place. It's like, Lord, what do you want me to do next? How do I do this? How do I navigate this new world that we're living in? The United States of America is not the same after what happened with Charlie Kirk. Because that could be any of us as Christ followers when we're bold to share the good news of Jesus. So how do we deal with this? You know, King David in the Psalms, he had all the emotions that you're feeling right now. He was being hunted by King Saul for a couple of years. He was hiding out to try to stay alive. And he was crying out to the Lord in his despair. It's like, hello, what do I do? And he always went back to the hope that he found in Jesus. Psalm 40, I believe, is a verse for you and I today. In the power that comes with our praise and worshiping the Lord, even in times that we don't understand or don't know what to do. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. So because of our prayer and crying out to God, he hears us, he rescues us, he lifts us up out of despair and discouragement and grief, out of that mud, that mire that wants to keep you stuck in that place. And he will set you on solid ground, on the foundation of Christ, on not shifting sand, something that can suck you under, but on the rock of Jesus, on the hope, that anchor of who he is, and steady you as you walk in this life. Every step is going to be sure. You're going to know what to do. He gives us a new song to sing in the midst of the season. It's a hymn of praise to our God because of his goodness. Many will see, this is the clincher, many are going to see you praising God with this new song about what he has done, and they're gonna be amazed. They're gonna go, you're singing when you should be full of grief and despair? Why? How? What? What is this? I've never seen this before. And they will put their trust in the Lord because you have put your eyes on him, the rescuer of your soul, your deliverer, the lover of your heart. You've put your eyes back on him and you've offered praise to him instead of staying in the grief and despair. And he has given you that solid foundation to stand on. He's put a song in your heart and you worship him with all your being. And they're gonna be amazed. They're gonna go, what? What are you doing? How are you doing that? And they're gonna put their trust in the Lord because that is your response. It's not about us. It's about him. It's about worshiping him. And they're going to look at you and go, I want that. They're going to worship him and trust him and put their hope in him because of your response to him. I love that. If you don't know him as Lord and Savior, please read Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. It comes down to this, a simple prayer. If you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You don't have to do anything else but believe in your heart. Confess it with your mouth and you're saved. And then just keep your eyes on him. Get a Bible, start in John and read about what Jesus did for you and how you can respond to this world that is so ugly. And so without any type of hope, you have a destination in Jesus. You have hope that's found only in him when you put your trust in him. And it is a hope that brings you such great peace and joy. Nothing and no one can take that away from you. You won't be filled full of fear concerning what's happening in this world and your future. You'll be filled with peace and a steadfast assurance of your salvation and eternity that begins the moment you say yes to Him. God bless you. If you need prayer, you need help, you need hope, put that hope in Jesus. Connect with me if you have questions and you just want to know more about this Jesus that loves you, that gave His life for you. I'm here. Find a good Bible-believing church, get a Bible, start reading it, and you're going to find this Jesus that is seeking after you because He loves you so much. He doesn't want to spend eternity without you.